Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
Longhorn Nation, we're back!
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in to The Drive as we are live here on a Tuesday. And you hear that music, you know we're going to talk a little college football. And nobody better than to do that with college football analyst, one of the best in the business. Danny Cannell joins us. Danny Cannell joins us. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff Heisman College Football Week 14 lines. Danny, we appreciate you jumping on with us, brother.
Gentlemen, how we doing? It's bittersweet, you know? I mean, we're getting towards the end of the season. It's the final week. It's usually the best week of college football. It's a great football weekend, but it does mean that we're getting close to the end of the road. But it's been a fun year, man. It's great to catch up with you guys again.
Well, listen, a lot of people are this is a big weekend for a lot of people here in this area. A&M, Texas, face off. And my question to you is, does this game really mean anything, I mean, in real life, when it comes to Texas and their chances at a college football playoff? Are they still alive if they win this?
No. Texas is done. That's the reality. Texas's playoff hopes were dashed, really. I mean, you go back and look when they lost on the road at Florida. That's the loss that's going to keep them out. But then, if you didn't believe it then, which I thought it was then, losing to Georgia the way they did is what kept them out and really put the nail in the coffin. Because I do think if they had lost by under a touchdown, maybe a field goal game on the road, then I think maybe they would have survived it. But you can't afford to lose to a bad Florida team, and then you definitely can't afford to lose the way you did, getting dominated by the Georgia Bulldogs. So, unfortunately, I think it's just for bragging rights and a better bowl that you would play in for the Texas Longhorns, because I do not believe that they are in the mix for the college football playoff. There's too many good 10-2 teams that are kind of stacked up in front of you that just you're not going to jump over them. I know that was a popular conversation. Could there be a 9-3 team? I thought there could be, but it really had to shape up where you saw a lot of carnage across college football, and you just haven't gotten it like I think I thought and some people thought.
What about the game itself? I mean, obviously A&M is having a hell of a year, and Texas seems to have maybe gotten a little bit better, figured some things out on the offensive line, but at the same time, their defense has been ran through a couple of times of late. Like, how do you see that game playing out in Austin?
Oh, I mean, it's going to be a fun one. And I think, you know, I think there's a lot. It's interesting because, you know, I hear a lot of people that say the playoffs and everything's dominant by the playoffs, right? Like, who's going to get into playoffs? And clearly A&M can afford to lose this game, and they're still fine. It does mix up things in the SEC championship game, though, so it could impact your bye. It could impact where you're playing. So, like, what does that mean? Like, does it mean more for Texas? I think it probably does, because I do think Texas, if they lose this game, it's like, all right, outside of Oklahoma, where's the quality win? And Vanderbilt's a good win, but this is a rivalry. I still think it goes back to just good old-fashioned hate. Like, this is one of those ones where you want to beat your rival, and it's an opportunity for Texas to put an emphatic exclamation point on a season where if A&M wins this one, I think it's great, and it probably gets them it guarantees them a bye in the playoff. Because I think if you're undefeated going into the SEC championship game, I don't think the committee would drop you outside the top four no matter what happens in the SEC championship game. But on the field, I think it's a great matchup. I think it's fun. I think it's a reason the point spread is so tight, because A&M, I think, and I like A&M a ton, but I do think when you start diving deep on their schedule, it's like, how many quality wins do they have? How many times they've been tested? And was that South Carolina comeback? Was that an incredible comeback, which it was, or was that more a sign of, uh-oh, is Texas A&M not as good as their record? I think all those questions are valid. So I think both of these teams would love to see a win here. So I don't, for all the ramifications, what it means in the playoffs, I still think this is just a game that both teams really want to go out there and try to win it.
Danny,
so, go ahead.
Do you think that these teams want to play? I heard a conversation, maybe you having a conversation. Do you think these teams even care to play in the title game, in the conference title game I'm talking about, as it pertains to the playoffs?
I think they do. I think they're preached so long about what it means, to win an SEC championship. I do think they do, but I think it's a great fallback. Like, and that's where I do wonder. And I looked at Ohio State, Michigan the same way. There's these huge rivalry games, and if you lose, you're still fine if you're A&M. Like, you still know you're going to the playoffs. You still know you're there. If you're Texas and you lose, man, it hurts a lot deeper. Same thing with Ohio State, Michigan. And I do wonder if that gives a mental edge to the team that kind of needs it more, where it means more to the team that doesn't have that fallback option. Like, if Ohio State loses to Michigan, they're still in the playoffs. Yeah. Same thing with Texas A&M. But, like, I think going into the game, but there's got to be a human nature aspect to it, where just deep down inside, if you're losing, you're like, well, we're still going to advance. We're still going to play. There's something there. Maybe it's even like in your subconscious where it's like a fallback option. But going in, I do think everybody wants to win this game. And I think Texas A&M, imagine it would mean to Texas A&M to win the SEC. That's huge. But I think it would mean more, just like it did to Ohio State last year. Would they have liked to won the Big Ten? Would they have liked to have beaten Michigan? Yeah, but a national championship sure made that an easier pill to swallow.
Danny Cannell joins us, and check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff, Heisman, and college football week 14 lines. Danny, is Texas Tech, are they Big 12 conference good, or are they national championship good?
I think their defense is unequivocally national championship good. I'm a little bit concerned about their offense.
Yeah.
I know they've blown out some teams, but like when I watched the game against BYU, it's kind of crazy because they whooped up on BYU. They won 29-7, but I almost felt like they should have won 45-7. Maybe I'm being nitpicky, but I do worry about a couple things. One, Baron Morton he's good. Is he a difference maker? He hasn't shown that yet. And then the other thing I'm worried about is Will Hammond, who did come into that Utah game and looked awesome. If you remember that game, Baron Morton had a couple interceptions, did not look great. Will Hammond came in. He's gone for the year. So I also worry from an aspect of Baron Morton, who's been knocked around pretty good this season. Like, if he's not healthy, then they really have a concern at depth. So I think they are national championship caliber on defense. And I guess the thing I would say is there's always room for improvement, right? Like, Baron Morton could surprise me, and he could get better and he could play. But I'm a little bit worried about him against the better defenses they might have to go up against.
Let's talk a little bit about Lane Kiffin, man, the biggest story in college football right now, right? I mean, it's I can believe that we're here. the player, the former player in me is borderline pissed off that this is where we're at, where it's okay for this kind of stuff to go on when you were at a school that could arguably be having the best season they've ever had and potential national champion We're talking about the damn head coach. So I hate that we're here, Danny, but we are, and it's reality. It's 2025 college football. Your thoughts on how it's impacting the team, how it will impact the team. Where do you think Lane Kiffin ends up? What's your feel for that situation at Ole Miss?
I agree with most everything you said. Like, I hate this. I do think Lane, I honestly think Lane may not know, which is kind of crazy when you're thinking about what's at stake. But if he knew he was going to stay at Ole Miss, then I think he could have. They've had an offer on the table here for at least 3 weeks, right? That he's, hey, this is our offer, take it or leave it. And he's chosen to leave it for now. And so his family's looking in Baton Rouge. They're looking in Gainesville, which I understand, because if he's not sure, he wants to do his due diligence, have his fam talk to his family, see what they think about all the options that are on the table. But I feel like if he knew and he was going to stay, I do think he would have done whatever he had, like done what Rhett Lashley did at SMU, done what Matt Rhule did at Nebraska. He could have taken that road and said, I'm staying, I'm going to sign the deal on the dotted line, but he didn't. But what I'm probably most surprised about is that he's very coy, right? It's kind of, I think he thinks it's cute, and he kind of, you know, he likes the attention that he gets. But I do wonder what's going on in the minds of those players. You know, I bet they're tired of getting the runaround and saying, I'm here for the rest, you know, I'm going to commit it to the rest of the season, but he's only talking about the regular season. Well, what about a national championship run? Like, I'm surprised that he hasn't told them in the locker room, hey, I'm not going anywhere. But he can't, because I don't think he knows. Yeah. So I really do think it comes down to he just may not know. I think he's staying at Ole Miss. That's just a hunch. Like, I think that, because I really wonder how you survive this. But he doesn't care what people think. He doesn't care what you or I think. He's going to do whatever suits him best. But I just feel like when it all comes, the rubber hits the road. I think I'm going to believe when he said he was happy at Ole Miss. Like, they love him. And if he comes back and there's a big announcement from them, I think it's like then they can catch momentum in the playoffs. And that could really, re-energize the locker room, which on the flip side, if he leaves, you wonder where the team goes from there. Like, who's helming the ship? And maybe they can pull together and say, screw that guy, we're going to rally around each other. But it just really makes me wonder. And then the whole carousel and the dominoes that will fall, where do Florida and LSU go? If their number one target is very clear, that is their target, where do they go then? But I don't know. I honestly, it's the wildest thing I've seen, that you just have a coach who I honestly think does not know what he's going to do.
Real quick, Danny, as you just talked about it there, there's a lot, like there's LSU, there's Florida, Ole Miss. Somebody's not getting Lane. Two of those schools aren't getting Lane. There's Penn State. There's some big openings. Is there a coach that nobody's really thinking about out there that could potentially be in the mix, that could be a surprise right now?
I will say 100% yes. But if you asked me to name him, I'd be like, it's impossible. I just think there's going to be a surprise. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think we could see that one. I mean, I remember vividly Lincoln Riley was the head coach at Oklahoma, and he said, I am not going to LSU. Because there were reports that LSU had a press conference plan, and Lincoln Riley was like, I am not going to LSU. And everybody breathed a big sigh of relief in Oklahoma. And then the next minute you knew he was going to USC. Like, that was a shocker. No one saw that coming. I do think there's another move like that. And I even know Lincoln Riley was brought up to go to LSU this year. Like, I don't think it's him, but I think there's some really good coaches at some really good schools that would be willing to take these jobs. And I think Penn State included in that one too. So I think there could be, I think there will be a surprise that's coming, because it just feels this, it's just too wide. There's too many great jobs available. And I do think you could see that happen, where you'll see somebody leave a good program, that a program will be stunned that somebody left them.
All right, Danny, that's enough talking about the top dogs. I can't have you on and not ask you a selfish question, man. My Hogs are in need of a desperate overhaul here with one of these. And I think they're going to go the direction of one of the young coaches. Obviously, I'd love, yeah. Rhett Lashley's a friend of mine. I'd love for that to have happened. But one of these young guys, the cat at UCF, are you at South Florida, the cat at Memphis, the cat at North Texas, any of the young coaches that you have covered and know or heard are the next big thing, who do you like?
to Alex Golish at USF is awesome. I think he's really good. I think he's sharp. I'm really impressed with the job he's done building a winner there. Eric Morris at North Texas, that's who I think probably is the guy. He's really sharp. He's, you know, he's young. He's four, you know, he's only 40 years old. He's got a team that's been really competitive since he's been there. You know, he's had ties to Texas Tech. I think he'd bring a fun offense there. I think that school, like, I think Arkansas does is kind of hungry for an, you saw that with Bobby Petrino infusing some life in that offense. I think that's what they want to see. So I think he could be somebody they would like, but I do tend to agree. I would have loved Rhett Lashley too. Now, as an ACC guy, I think SMU is sort of one of those jobs that people don't realize how much money they have, and you can win consistently there, as he's proven already. So I think that probably would have been my one number one target. But I would say probably Eric Morris from North Texas, the one I think they'll probably lean towards. And I do think he'd be a pretty exciting hire for them too.
That's who I went, man. You got to find a guy. I'm not a big air raid guy. I like it, but I'm not a big beat the drum, the air raid drum. But I do like the identity. You got an identity. You know exactly who you can do more with less. I love the thought that, you know, all the quarterbacks that he has been a part of developing and identifying and ultimately paying nowadays. And so that's who that's who I was going with, man. And so good to hear that, man. I hope we can get a good one and get that thing rolling.
All right, Danny, man, we appreciate you jumping on with us, man. This is a very pivotal, important weekend of college football, and I'm sure you're going to be excited watching this, and we'll figure out what this playoff looks like after this weekend.
Should be fun, man. You guys are awesome. Enjoy the weekend. Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, same to you. That's Danny Cannell. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff Heisman and college football weekend 14 lines. That part to me is something that I can't wait to see, Clint, because there is going to be, and I'll throw Arkansas in it too, because there could be dominoes that arise with that. But there's too many good jobs. Like, you could argue, Clint, that LSU and Florida are two of the top, what, five jobs in the country?
I mean, I was thinking 10, but yeah, I mean, they're definitely.
LSU's definitely a top five job, yes. Right? I mean, I would think.
Well, maybe, I mean, when you start talking, I mean, yeah. I mean, your point is very clear. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's premier five, jobs.
10 at worst. Ten, yes. Top 10 at worst, right? They're right in there to me in the range of Texas, Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama. They're in that range. Man, everybody ain't got those jobs.
That's right.
There are some good coaches that don't have one of those jobs. They may have some good jobs. Like, Ole Miss is a good job, but LSU in Florida is a premier job. And there are some really good coaches in some spots there that I got to believe there may be there's going to be somebody that gets, like, pool, like he said, Oklahoma's a premier job. SC, LA, okay. We might have to roll there. So I just think there is going to be a big name. I don't know if it's a Marcus Freeman. I don't know who it is. There's a big name that I don't think a lot of people are thinking that guy would leave here.
Well, the thing is, when that big name moves, there's still going to be a ton of openings. And you mentioned, like, I do wonder where, and I'm not saying it because it's my alma mater, but, like, where does an Arkansas middle of the pack school land that is, you know, a lot of these coaches, you hear them talking about it now, you can go there and you're going to be given a little bit more time, a little bit more grace than if you go to LSU or Florida. You go there, there's going to be an NIL that you could potentially boost up big time. And so, I wonder kind of how those things start factoring in when you get down to that level of when James Franklin is gone, when Lane Kiffin is gone, and you get down to the level of the guys that Danny just mentioned. Like, how many of those guys want to go somewhere where, hey, you better win 10 or 11 games and get in a college football playoff next year, or your ass is going to be on a hot seat? Where, you know what I mean? Like, how much of it in today's world is, you know, all of them, as you said, all of them can't take the Florida LSU jobs. Some of them are going to have to take those middle of the pack jobs, and how appealing are those jobs actually?
Yeah. All right, coming up, let's do a little real or fake. I make a statement, you tell me if it's real or fake. We'll do that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Bag ring, baby.
Whoop, whoop.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Oop.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we continue. Shout out to Danny Cannell for joining us and talking a little college football this big, big weekend coming up. There you go. Highlighted by A&M traveling to Texas to take on the Longhorns to see if they can get to 12-0 and head to the SEC championship game.
This sounds so good. Say it again.
In Atlanta to get to 12-0.
Woo! Swing!
Right. They ever been 12-0, Tyler? I don't think so, have they?
Maybe like in 35 or something.
Before but, the wars?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Yeah. All right, let's do a little real or fake. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in on this as well. Real or fake? Clint, we'll go to you first. The Colts are the best offensive team that the Texans have had to face this season. The Colts are the best offensive team the Texans have had to face this season, real or fake?
Well, it comes down to, when I look through the schedule, it comes down to two different teams. And I think statistically, obviously the Colts are the answer. But when you look at the Seattle Seahawks, and what they're doing offensively, kind of how they go about it. From a production standpoint, they're not far off. I don't know, in the teens in terms of how many yards per game less Seattle, Seattle puts up. And then when you look at points, there's less than 2 points differential in how many points they score. So it's between Indianapolis and the Seattle Seahawks for me.
Because you're serious about game one with the Rams. Like, that is just, you almost seem to kind of push that out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
because that Rams offense we just watched Sunday night,
the number they did on the Bucks and what they've done lately. Whew.
Yeah, no. The Rams' offense is for real, no question about it. I mean, statistically, they're still behind the two we're discussing, but they're. I mean, they would definitely be in the conversation if it weren't Week One, and if the whole narrative around the Rams in the preseason and reality, by the way, was that Matthew Stafford's not taking any contact. Matthew Stafford's not playing at all. Matthew Stafford's back. He may not back this, back that. So there was some real problems in L.A. in terms of preseason and getting Matt Stafford ready. And the fact that he hadn't played with Davante Adams to that point, I think, was important. So, yeah, I think Week One with any team would change my mind. But Week One with that team in particular, knowing Matthew Stafford wasn't doing much leading up to Game One, definitely changes the picture for me. But the point still stands is, you know, when you look at the NFL and a points from a points per game perspective, Indianapolis is number one, Seattle's number three, the Rams are number six. And so you got a 4 or 5 point differential between Indianapolis and Los Angeles, and Seattle falls in the middle. And so I think Indianapolis is the most complete team that they're going to face. I mean, when you look at the running back, the play caller, the quarterback, the weapons, a really good tight end, and then a defense that is complementary, right? I gotta believe that this is the best football team overall that the Texans have faced. Yes.
Yeah, I think Tyler, Warren, they're just the weapons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seattle has Smith and Jigba, which is really the one you got to look at. Now they're probably a little bit better with Shaheed. But here, man, Pittman's pretty good for what he does. Alex Pierce is a real sneaky, really big play threat. I think he leads the league in yards per catch. And then Tyler Warren, they use him in so many different ways. And I think the thing that separates it, Clint, is their offensive line is serious. And from their center to Nelson, they can do a ton of things with their offensive line. So I would say, being that I don't think the Rams are the same Rams team that played, because I think the Rams made the best offense in football right now, the way they're playing. But I'm with you. I would say real. Tyler, real or fake? Colts are the best offense the Texans have faced.
I've been over here trying to rack my brain on something clever, logical to say it's fake, because I cannot believe we're saying real. But I guess it's real.
Yeah,
Daniel Jones is a damn quarterback. I cannot believe is real.
T, I think the only way that they throw it, if you would have said team, I think Seattle's probably the best team, even though the Rams, as you mentioned, are got to be in that conversation as well.
Yeah. Offense, yeah.
But if you just say offense, yeah, man, I've got to.
And with Steichen leading this offense, yeah, too, man. I got a lot of respect for that dude and his big old brain.
That Daniel Jones portion of it is hard.
It's hard.
All right, real or fake? Jerry Jones has done a great job with the Cowboys roster since the offseason. Real or fake?
Ooh, man.
There it was. Glory hole.
Because he's been catching hell.
We're just talking about where he landed.
I mean, when we look at it from the entire offseason up to where he is right now, we look at the roster. Has he done a great job?
Great is a stretch. I think great. Like I was one from jump. I didn't have a problem with them dealing Micah Parsons, but the way in which he did it, how long he waited, I think was
it certainly wasn't a plan.
Well, it was detrimental. It hurt, right?
I don't have time to have a bad time.
But the fact that he landed on Quinnen Williams, you know how I feel about inside interior line play right now in the NFL. I think on the defensive side of the ball, I think it's the quickest way to impact the defense in a major unless you go out and get Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter and you got that combo. But the interior defensive line, I think, is the quickest one man show. One guy that can change a defense. He lands on Quinnen Williams. So I think good, not great. I'm okay with the way he's handled, especially now that they're starting to get some of these guys back healthy, and it's starting to bear some fruit.
I'm gonna say real. I think they had a really good draft. And like you said, they're starting to get some of these guys back. But Quinnen Williams has completely changed them. He has 15 pressures in two games for the Cowboys. Now, it was the Raiders, but it's the Eagles. 15 pressures in two games. They look like they have a major player there. And then, Clint, to me, that the reason why I say real is, now we'll see what happens. But right now, what they gave up to get George Pickens, like that's the other part of the offseason. George
What's
Pickens
your point?
May be playing like the best receiver in football right now. I mean, they give up a third and a fifth to get George Pickens. He's playing better than CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
Agreed. I mean, so that like that and Pittsburgh, would kill to have him back right now. So I think Jerry, who is, you know, he has his issues, but Booker has been a great move in the draft that they went up and got, secured their offensive line. What an idea to do that, to get aggressive, to go get what you need on the offensive line. And yes, the Parsons thing wasn't great, but it turned out to be something else. So
well, the Parsons thing, I think, could end up being a smart
more,
move.
Yes.
It's always got to start with what the hell did you do that for, Jerry? Why'd you wait so long? Don't forget about that running back, Williams. That kid is special,
one.
Too, now.
Yeah, he's fifth in the league in rushing. Ooh. So they did well there as well. All right, as we continue here on the drive, again, if you missed it, there is some news coming from Indy with their quarterback. We'll let you hear it from the head coach himself. And DeMeco Ryans had something that I think we got to discuss. He said something on the coach's show last night, telling you need to listen every night, every Monday, 5:00. He said something I think we need to go over. Let's do that.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
That coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back to The Drive as we continue to roll through here. Little news here. The last opponent, the Texans, who they just drove the Bills offense crazy and dominated the Bills offense, and a big talking point was how much help that Josh Allen needs. 8 sacks and not a lot of separation out there. And they've made a move. They add an old friend. The Bills signed Brandon Cooks, a big addition to the receiving core in need of a playmaker. Brandon Cooks, who is 32, was waived by the Saints last week after he requested his release. and he went unclaimed in waivers. He had 19 catches for $165 with no touchdowns in 10 games with the Saints. And the Bills bring him in and add him in. That's the type of help they are. I wonder if Keon Coleman will get to start playing again. But I think, listen, I think there were a lot of issues with their offense and their game plan. DeMeco said as much. But a big thing was their receivers just couldn't seem to get a lot of separation.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt. The last two times that the Bills have come to Houston, I mean, we can blame it on injuries, but and obviously it impacted the game. Last year it was Shakir. This year it was
Dalton, Kincaid.
Kincaid, the big tight end. You can blame it on that, but I think even with those guys, they still leave a lot to be desired from a skill player perspective. I think they've got a really good plan against certain defenses to play that triangle inside with the quarterback, the running back, ultimately the running game, the tight end, the slot receiver, and you can get a lot accomplished there, especially as talented as Josh Allen is. But you need something on the outside that when a team does dedicate a lot of attention to stopping what your identity is, okay, now you've got a counterpunch. And the reality of it is, especially with no Keon Coleman, you have no counterpunch. I mean, you're relying on Gabe Davis, who wasn't good enough to be on a team at the moment
to begin with.
The moment you ran Diggs off, he still wasn't good. He wasn't a guy like, okay, we're going to keep him and keep riding with him. So, and he wasn't good enough to go to Carolina and play, by the way. I think there's a real need for an outside presence. If you get Brandon Cooks in there, I don't know how much tread he's got left on the tire, but you get Brandon Cooks back in there, and if you can get Keon Coleman up to speed, that is a huge plus and could be some kind of pressure reliever, if you will, off of what their actual identity is. But right now, their identity as it is going to be really, really tough to win 4 playoff games. Josh Allen is talented enough against certain defenses, particularly undisciplined defenses, that he can go out there and he can have the 6 touchdown games. He can go out there and run for 80 yards. He can go out there and muck his way to a couple of big wins, but 4 straight to win a Super Bowl, that would be a tall task if they don't do something. Not that Brandon Cooks is the answer.
I was going to say, I wonder if Brandon Cooks is the guy.
I don't know that he's the answer. My point in saying what I'm saying is it's not like they're an offense that needed DK Metcalf to go out there. You know, they really just need Keon Coleman's ass to get back healthy and play like a second-year first-round pick is what they need to do. But you don't need a whole hell of a lot outside of what you already have to keep teams honest, because all you're trying to do is keep them honest. You're not trying to beat them like a drum out wide. You're just trying to keep them honest. And so you don't need a ton. This could be a difference maker. Is it enough? Probably not. They need Keon Coleman to come back and be big, at least be a presence. Hell, he's going to stand on the sideline in street clothes. So
yeah, whatever that is, situation, it seems to be more than injury. It seems to be discipline. So whatever that is, they've got to figure that out. But Brandon Cooks does go to a team in the wild card race that the Texans are in with. All right, let's look at this, because DeMeco Ryans, he does the coach's show every Monday night, 5:00, right behind us, and he had an interesting question posed to him by the fellas in regards to Thanksgiving. This is DeMeco.
So you're an Alabama alum, so you have to invite one of the following Auburn alums to your Thanksgiving table, Coach.
I love this.
Okay, so you have the choice of one of these four: Bo Jackson, Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, Charles Barkley, Cam Newton. You have to pick one of those four Auburn alums to sit with your Bama family.
But if you pick Cam, you have to wear one of his hats.
Oh, man, that would be sweet. Well, man, that's a tough one. So many great guys. I'm going to roll with Bo Jackson. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to roll with Bo just because Bo, he can sit with my family because he knows my family. Yeah. We're from the same hometown. Okay. He's from Bessemer. We actually both got inducted into the Cotton Bowl Hall of Fame together earlier this year in May, and his family couldn't be there. So he said, "Hey, Miko, can I use your family?" And he said, "Family, can you stand up for me?"
That's great.
So Bo's a great guy, man. Bo's a great guy. He played football with my uncles in high school. Oh, so, hometown guy, I'll go with him.
Yeah, what a major flex there towards the end from DeMeco as they both went into the Hall of Fame together.
Humble brag.
And he had to use his family to go in. All right, if you had to, your school's rival, you know, Tyler, we know it's the Longhorns. Clint, I mean, I would just say Tennessee, and I think we all understand the reasons why. But, and then for me, it's Missouri. I have to live with one, very similar to to you, Clint. But at least he's Texas. But who would be yours? I mean, that's a pretty good list of people that he could invite, notable alums of Auburn. Who would be yours, Clint?
Well, they're not real notable. I mean, I would not go with T. Martin. I would not go with Reggie White. I would not go with Peyton Manning. I would not go with Jamal Lewis. I wouldn't go. I'm going off football, but I wouldn't go with
Candace Parker. You wouldn't do any of that.
No. Well, I'm not. I'm thinking with my upstairs. You know, here. I'd probably go with old Billy Ratliff. He's the D lineman that recovered my fumble. Man, we'd have some good talks.
Damn, that seems intense.
Well, here's the deal. It would be Billy Ratliff recovered the fumble. Ray Knock Thompson in 1999 when we had him beat at the very end. I was taking a knee, and he jumps over the center and headbutts me as I'm taking a knee. So he may get an invite. And then Dante Stallworth was the one that was there in 98 and 99. And after the game in 99 when we beat him, everybody rushed the field. Dante Stallworth stayed out there for what felt like an hour to find me and congratulate me. So it'd be one of those three, but probably Billy Ratliff because we're so closely related in Tennessee lore. National championship guy that recovered it and made it happen. So probably Billy Ratliff.
You know, at Missouri, Brad Pitt. Would be the first person.
You really put some thought into this, didn't you?
I've got some questions for
you
Brad.
You went to Mizzou?
Yeah, I got some questions for Brad.
Wild.
I really do. That's a great question. But I got some questions. Jennifer Aniston, Angelina, I got some questions. How did that go down? First thing, I mean, I mean, there's a conversation right there. So Brad Pitt, number one in the building. Stan Kroenke, I want to see what he's going to bring. And maybe something I could keep. I don't know. I would expect him to bring something really, really nice that I could keep. And I want to know if I can get in on some of that money. And then Jordan Clarkson played. He's in the NBA now and played basketball at Mizzou. If you go back and look at Jordan Clarkson's photo when he was at Missouri and then look at him now, I mean, he's just turned into a completely different person. He's had to have gotten the most ink on his body in that short period of time than he did when he played basketball. He looked like a preacher's kid when he played basketball at Mizzou, and now he looks like the complete opposite of that. So that would be my guys, led by Brad Pitt.
Well, that's a hell of a list.
Brad Pitt is strong.
Yeah, that's
Brad
a hell Pitt of a list. Strong. I didn't go into the actors. I don't even know what Tennessee has
to offer. I thought John Hamm because I want to know what, Breaking Bad, but Mad Men. Don Draper, it's one of the greatest characters in television history. He went to Mizzou as well, but I stuck it with Brad Pitt.
I probably would have been with Kenny Chesney and Morgan Wallen, both are Tennessee guys. I don't know if Morgan actually went to college, but I think Kenny did. So I would have probably thrown them in there.
Took some classes.
But good call. What you got, T?
Well, hate to say it, but there is a pretty strong pool of alumni at the University of Texas. I thought a lot about this. One of the obvious ones I first thought about was old Matthew McConaughey. He's a damn interesting guy. Got a lot of respect for his acting abilities, and I love his movies. But that's not the answer. Then I thought, well, hey, Kevin Durant, even though I watched him torch my basketball squad over and over as a Longhorn, he's now a Houston Rocket. That could be cool for, like, the current time, you know, being who I am, what I do here at Sports Radio 610, have a little dinner with a Rocket, the best Rocket, one of the best players of all time, and Kevin Durant. That wasn't the answer. Vince Young would be cool as the second most electrifying quarterback we've ever seen in college football. That wasn't the answer. Yeah, Manziel. The answer is Ricky Williams.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Because that is one of the most interesting cats we've ever seen in professional sports, or sports, period. And I would have so many damn questions for Ricky Williams. I think it's Ricky.
That's a good one.
Him or McConaughey?
By the way, one of the coolest things, McConaughey would be hard for me to pass up, but Rick would be good.
Yeah.
Rick, by the way, I couldn't recall the story, but I remembered being at a game. My tight end in high school ended up at Texas, and I went to a game, and it was when Ricky, 97, 98, whatever, when Ricky was making the Run Ricky Run thing, the documentary, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember the shirt that was made, and there was a big controversy over the shirt. It was just his silhouette running back. And you knew it was him, obviously, but it had the dreads hanging out back of the helmet.
Okay.
So you knew it was Ricky, right? And it was before NIL. I can't remember the story. There was a big to-do about this thing. But anyway, at that Texas game, the Texas-Arkansas game this weekend, I saw two of them.
Really?
And they looked like they were the originals back in the day, because you can't sell them anymore because Ricky said, no, I got to get me a piece.
Right.
But they are, it's unbelievable, man, that shirt. And by the way, if you do have dinner with him, tell his ass he owes me an autographed jersey to you.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Yeah, Farrah Fawcett could have been an option.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Renee Zellweger.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is another one.
Yeah, Janis Joplin, not bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had some options there. Had some options.
Janis
there.
Joplin's a Longhorn?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did not either. No, man, there's some good lists. I would have to. Brad Pitt. I didn't know Brad Pitt. Somebody texted, I didn't know Brad didn't wear deodorant. I was not aware that
that's McConaughey.
I don't think McConaughey does either.
Yeah,
I think
Brad Pitt and him. I think a couple of them got them real hippie vibes going on too. I think so.
Not a surprise that either one does.
Boy, y'all, right. I mean, y'all, golly, man, y'all put some real thought into this. I didn't realize we were going McConaughey and guys like the good gosh, man, Brad Pitt, Stan Kroenke, and I go to Billy Ratliff.
I think you had some options at Tennessee there.
I know I had a ton of options at Tennessee, but I thought we were going like personal experience. Like I didn't realize we were going. Freaking actors.
Hey, there was no rule. There was no box that you had to be left in.
I know. I should have
known.
What's
in the box?
What you got coming up?
Brad Pitt, man. Full circle.
I just want to know, when was the moment you knew you had to have Angelina? What happened? You had Jennifer Aniston. There wasn't nobody hotter than that. What happened on that, Mr.
No? What happened on
that Mr. and Mrs. Smith set? I just want to know. All right, what you got coming up?
It's a tape drop Tuesday. Got a little tape. Watched a little tape this afternoon, and so I got a little something to bring to the people. And the drive. We are on the road this week. I know it's Thanksgiving. There's a lot of folks out there that are off work, that are out of school, that got a little free time. I'm going to tell you where we're going to be and why you need to join us. We'll do all that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.